Welcome to another episode of Financial Readiness Fridays, Mission Money. And this segment is geared to equipping our junior soldiers with the knowledge and the tools they need to conquer their financial goals. Because let's face it, they don't teach this in basic.
Roger, sir.
What's going on, guys? It's the Roger Sarn Podcast, and I'm your host, Sarn Cruz. And today, we're talking about Dave Ramsey's seven baby steps. Now, if you don't know who Dave Ramsey is, he has a show on YouTube and all over platforms. He has his own website, and he's basically a finance financial advisor, but he just talks finance and ways to get out of debt. On his website, you can go there and you can see the seven steps that I'm talking about. But in essence, these basic steps that he provides that he says that are going to be good for us, it's just to gain control of our financial freedom. That's at the end of the day, gain control of your money, ultimately leading to financial freedom. So let's get right into it. So baby step number one, he says, save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. And as you see, as you hear, it says starter emergency fund, right? Because in the previous podcast, and later on, we'll see that we actually ultimately want to get to a 3 to 6 month expense, right? But yeah, the goal here is to throw $1,000 into an account as soon as possible. If you have $6,000, say for instance, just take $1,000 and put it off to the side, and then continue to start, right? Because the reason why he wants an emergency fund is because shit happens. You know, at the end of the day, whether it's going to be your car breaking down or a flat tire, some type of expense comes out, an extra bill, that water bill came out a little bit too higher because now you're sprinkling, especially here in Texas. Now you're using your sprinklers and stuff. And yeah, now your water bill is $300 versus the $160 that it used to be, or the $100, right? Because you want your lawn to look good. But I digress. $1,000 to start your emergency fund. All right, so baby step number two is pay off all debt using the debt snowball. And when he says pay off all debt, it's everything that you have except the house, right? If you owe your cousin some money, pay them off. So you're going to try, you're going to start with, let's say, here's the actual thought process, right? You want to pay all your consumer debt, right? Credit cards, and all these, anything that you may have, car loans, student loans, right? And what you want to do is, and you want to put all your debt, especially consumer debt, from smallest to largest, right? When you're doing the debt snowball, you're not worried about the interest rate, right? That's the debt avalanche. So there's two ways that you can attack it, right? That are most commonly known, and it's going to be the debt avalanche and the debt snowball. And the avalanche prioritizes the interest rate, and the debt snowball prioritizes the balance, right? So you just keep making the minimum payments on everything except like your smallest balance. So if your smallest balance is $300, you make minimum payments of everything else, $60, $40, $100, whatever it is, and then you attack that first one, right? You pay it off, and then that $300 that you would have to pay, or whatever it is that minimum payment for that card is, or whatever that consumer debt is, you move it over to the next lowest debt, and then you throw it on there, right? And you continue to do this until you, let's say, all your credit cards are paid off. And once all your credit cards are paid off, move into your student loans, depending on how which one is greater, the student loan or the car, then you start doing the same thing, right? And this is and the reason why he goes with the debt snowball, because psychologically it puts you in a better mind state, because you are seeing results immediately, right? When you kind of go from interest rate, when you prioritize the interest rate, that card could have $15,000 and you may not see you may not see that account go away as fast as just throwing away a $1,000 account, then the next one's a $2,000 account, right? So that's why. So psychologically, I think it also makes sense. Baby step number three, which is what I said we'll see in a second, is going to be save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund, right? So start throwing money, start the fully funded emergency fund, right? Which is going to be that $1,000 that you already put in there, right? And then you want to continue to throw money in it because you want to have 3 to 6 months of money, of bills, right? So let's say, for instance, your bills, all your bills that you need to, in order to function as a family or as a single human being is $1,000 a month. So you would have to have $3,000 to $6,000 in order to meet this baby step right here. All right. And this just like it just goes back to protecting yourself, right? For any unforeseen circumstances, right? Let's say, I don't know, you blow your engine gets blown out. Let's take it to the extreme. And it's $2,000. If you have $3,000 to $6,000 in an emergency fund, guess what? You are not going to have to get into debt in order to take care of that, because all you're going to do is just replenish the $3,000 to $6,000, right? So it's going to avoid, like, you got to think about this. Like, he has put this together in a way that it's keeping you out of debt, and that's his whole thing. He hates debt, and I'm pretty sure you hate debt because I hate debt, so let's get out of it. And when it comes to this account, it needs to be a liquid, right? A liquid account, meaning that you have easy access to it, like savings, checkings, or money market account. Something that you can go get in there, pull it out, and there's no issues, right? Not like a CD account or something like that you're going to get penalized for it, right? So just make sure you understand that. Next, baby step number four is going to be invest 15% of your household income into retirement. Now, I know in the previous 70-10-10-10-10 rule, we talked about 10%, but he speaks of 15%, and obviously he knows more than I do. But at the same time, got to understand, these are two different thought processes, right? The 70-10-10-10-10 is to get you basically understanding where your money's going, and once you get that under control, you can start doing these baby steps. So yeah, begin regularly investing 15% of your gross income into some type of retirement, right? Whether it's if you're military, right, the TSP blended, 401, Roth IRA, right? And the big deal about this, it kind of depends on where you are in your career, right? If you are in your first term, let's say, for instance, and you start investing, obviously, no, it's not obvious. I suggest getting a mentor that's going to help you, right? Create like a good strategy or something like that, right? But the strategy sometimes people use is on the front end of their career, they're going to go super aggressive so they can get more risk, more reward. And then on the back end, they'll just kind of like slow it down because they've earned a lot throughout their first 10, 15 years. And then they're just playing the market at that point, just getting the bare minimum or a decent return. So get you an investing mentor, right, that's going to help you with a financial plan. Don't just go in there and be like, well, I'm going to just put this money in there and just let it be, right? Or just start moving things to different funds and you don't understand what's going on. Next baby step number five is save for your children's college fund, right? So Dave Ramsey, this is super simple, right? You could either put it in a traditional savings account, which I advise against. You can put it in a 529 college savings account plan, or what's called the ESA education savings account, which both have their kind of like the tax benefits. So look into those. I mean, we can do another podcast about those, but those are the two that he recommends in order to start funding your child's college at a young age, right? Once you've done baby step number five, you got baby step number six, which is pay off your home early, right? If you have a more, he has a payoff calculator on his website, in which pretty much it's just like you punch in how much you owe, and then I guess you say it's how many years you want to do it, or what do you have to do, pay extra in order to pay extra in order to pay it off by a certain date or time frame, right? But I don't know. It all depends, because some people, they like to have that good debt, as they call it, and mess around with the tax breaks and stuff like that. Or some people just don't want to have any debt, right? But you got to think about it. If you don't have a house payment, that's a good benefit, right? But it all depends. But that's what that's baby step number six. Pay off your home early. He's a big advocate about this, buying homes cash and all that stuff, man. But yeah. Baby step number seven, and this is the final one. It's build wealth and give. Right? People with no debt can do what the hell they want. And when you can do what you want, you start looking into more opportunities, more financial opportunities, right? When someone brings some type of business strategy or business opportunity, for lack of better words, you can look into it with actually knowing that you can put some money towards it, because you're not taking from nowhere else. So you can actually just keep building off of whatever it, and if you have your own business, you can keep building on that too, right? So there's nothing wrong with having multiple streams of income, obviously. And there's nothing wrong in investing into someone that you know that has a good idea. But when you're at step number seven, you can actually do this seriously because you're financially free. And then you can just also be like, when it says build wealth and give, right? It's like giving back to society, like your neighborhood, wherever you are. If you want to make something better around your park, whatever it is, you got charities, foundations, like start a college fund for someone, and like it doesn't matter. The point is that you are making your part of society better, right? You're doing your part. And at the end of the day, that's kind of like what it's all about, right? You want to get control of your money, get out of debt as soon as possible, build financial freedom or financial wealth to be financially free, and then you want to give back to society. That's kind of like if you look at any or many of these major entertainers, actors, whatever it is, sports players. They end up at the end of the day in some type of foundation. They end up giving charity. Like I think T.J. Watt raised which hurricane was? I can't remember. He raised so many $1 million here in Texas because it was bad. I can't remember how many years ago. I was stationed in Germany still, I think. But yeah, like things like that, like making money putting money back into your making your foxhole a lot better. Same thing in the army, right? You go somewhere and you see things and you leave it better than what it is. And that's what you want to do at this step with society, right? So yeah, those are the seven baby steps that Dave Ramsey suggests. And it works, right? It works because if you think about it, before we go into that, let me recap. So we spoke about baby step number one, which is saving $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. We spoke about baby step number two, which is pay off all your debt except your house using the debt snowball. Baby step number three, which is your 3 to 6 month expense fully funded emergency fund, right? Baby step number four, which is investing 15% of your household gross income. Then we have baby step number five, which is going to be save for your child's college fund, and baby step number six, pay off your home early, and baby step number seven, which is build wealth and give. So it all works because it ties together. Number one, start an account to make sure that you can manage your everyday or your every now and again emergencies. Number two is you start paying off your debt, right? Because if you don't have debt, you have more money. You have more cash flow. Number three, which is making sure that if anything happens, you don't fall back into debt because you have 3 to 6 months of fully funded emergencies, right? You can live off of 6 months of anything without going into debt. So, and then you have the investment, right? Because if you're going to work until you're 65, you want to work because you want to, not because you have to, right? And it's because you put enough money in there up front that you're like, well, I can retire now and I get a good chunk of change back. And obviously number five, because you're in the investment mode, you also want to make sure that your offspring, your children, go to college, right? And who doesn't want to, baby step number six, who doesn't want to have the biggest, probably in a household, the biggest bill is the house. Who doesn't want to have that paid off, right? Over here, I think in Texas, they put like lions in the front of their porches or something like that to show off that the house is paid off. I don't know, something like that. And then I think number seven is when you're enjoying the fruits of your labor, right? You're just kicking back. You already built your wealth and you're giving back, which is always good to do. So yeah, appreciate you guys, man. This is going to conclude today's mission, right? Which is on Dave Ramsey's seven baby steps. Again, thanks for tuning in to the new section, which is Financial Readiness Fridays, Mission Mondays, Mission Money. I'm still getting used to it. Financial Readiness Fridays, Mission Money, right? And as always, stay disciplined, stay financially fit, and remember your financial success is a mission worth accomplishing. And make sure you guys download and leave a review. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, anything that you have for the show, go ahead and email me at rogersarn@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at the same Roger Sarn. And as always, remember, you don't have to embrace the suck if you got the right tools in your ruck. I'm Sarn Cruz, and I'm out.
Roger Sarn!